Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Kara.
Hey, Kara, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, at this time a week ago, I had a boyfriend and was super in love with him, and now I'm single, and I want to know why.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I guess we'd kind of like to know why, too. So what happened?
You want to know what I think happened or what he told me?
Oh, well, it sounds like there's a story here, so why don't we start at the beginning? What is this guy's name?
His name's Dan.
Okay, so you and Dan were in a relationship.
Yes, correct.
How long?
Since, like, March, I think.
Oh, okay, so a while then.
Yeah.
And now you're not in this relationship?
Nope. He broke it off with me on Sunday and gave me no explanation, but I think I kind of know why he did it.
Okay, so what's your theory?
Well, so I asked him if he would like to join my family for Thanksgiving this year, and he said yes. So he came over to my parents' house and was kind of nervous about it. I have a big family, so at Thanksgiving there's like, I don't know, 30-something people there.
Oh, wow. Jeez. So you do the whole cousins and aunts and uncles and all that like my family does.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
So I think we were both kind of nervous, too, because he's a little bit older than I am. So we weren't really sure how the family would react.
When you say a little bit older, how much older are we talking?
I'm 22 and he's 35.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's like over a decade then.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, first of all, he really does look young for his age. So, like, I don't even think he looks 30.
Okay, so was that fact brought up during dinner at all?
Not really. Like, I don't even think anyone asked him how old he was, that I heard anyway.
Okay, and did the dinner go well, in your opinion? Like, did he win over your parents?
Yeah, I mean, I know he definitely won over all the women in the family. They thought he was really sweet and really good looking. You know, I was like getting compliments about him all day.
Okay, so dinner goes well, and then what?
Well, so then he's getting ready to leave, and he tells me that my family's great and all that, and that he'll talk to me later and stuff. Okay, so that's Thursday. Then on Friday, I don't hear from him all day. But, you know, I was like, whatever. It's just, you know, maybe he's enjoying the day off, being lazy, whatever. So then on Saturday, we're supposed to hang out, and he doesn't text me. So that was a little weird. So I text him on Saturday, and he was just like, sorry, I can't hang out tonight. How about tomorrow? So I'm still not thinking this is a big deal. And then Sunday he comes over and tells me that he wants to break up.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he gave you the old 3-day grace period and then dropped the bomb on you.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Huh.
Did he say why he wanted to break up?
All he said was that things were going too fast and he thought a break might be good for us right now.
I mean, do you think the whole come over and meet my whole family thing was like too much for him?
Yeah, that's a pretty intimidating scene, like speaking as a dude, especially if you don't have a big family yourself.
Yeah, I really don't think it was. I think something happened after dinner that freaked him out.
Well, okay. I mean, I can tell you, we've definitely had this scenario before. Remember, there was a girlfriend who came over to meet the family or something? Or maybe it was a wedding, but she recognized the dude's uncle because she had dated him. Remember? Because she insisted on leaving out the back door.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I remember that. That was crazy.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm asking, Kara, is did your boyfriend ever date your uncle?
Ew, I hope not.
Okay. All right, so what do you think happened?
So after dinner, it was kind of like all the women were in the dining room, you know, just chatting and doing dessert. And then all the guys were downstairs watching the Redskins game.
Okay.
So I left him with my dad and my cousins and my uncles and stuff. And I feel like they can be a pretty tough crowd to hang out with, especially if you're not, you know, like an insider, part of the family.
Okay.
So I don't know if something was said or if someone did something to make him feel like he wasn't welcome. I really don't know. But after the game was over, that's when he decided to leave. And I mean, like I said, that was the last time I saw him before he just broke up with me out of nowhere.
Okay, so something was said or done to make him feel bad enough about your family to break up with you. That's the question.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, and he didn't mention anything.
No, he just kept saying, like, trust me, this is going to be the best thing for us right now.
I wonder if somebody, you know, like, I wonder if somebody started asking him about the whole age thing. Because, I mean, that, you know, would be something I could see them giving him a bunch of crap about.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so you're trying to find out the real reason behind this sudden break and not the generic we just need time apart thing.
Yeah, I think that's a bunch of bull. I'm not buying it.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's set up Dan, and when we call him, let's pretend we already know the real reason. Like, let's see if he'll kind of admit to us what caused all this. If we say, well, we already know the real reason, but what's your side of the story?
Yeah.
That way, if something was said, we'll hopefully get the truth out of him, okay?
I mean, it's worth a try.
We're about to find out. Whatever it is, I gotta think it has something to do with a family member, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what most people are thinking.
Yeah. So let's use that angle.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Dan, please?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick and Ashley on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great. So, couple of questions real quick. Have you been listening at all to our show this morning so far?
No, I haven't. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. Do you mind if we put you on the air with us for a sec?
I guess that depends. Mind telling me why?
Actually, I can. So we were talking this morning about the topic of having to meet your girlfriend or boyfriend's parents at Thanksgiving. We were getting all these stories from people about it. And then we got a call from someone. It was someone in Kara's family. Now, you were dating Kara, correct?
I was dating her a while ago, yeah, but we broke up.
Well, and actually, you just recently broke up, correct?
Yeah, it was last weekend.
Okay, so listen, we just heard about the reason you broke up with her, and we wanted to hear your side of this crazy story.
And you wanted to hear about that on the air?
Yeah, and not the whole we needed space for a little while thing, like the real reason.
Okay, but who called you?
Well, how about I let you guess? It was somebody from Kara's family. And they called to apologize. So there's your clue.
Okay. Then I'm guessing it was Kara's father.
Yes, it was. So we've heard what he had to say, but I would love to hear about it from your perspective.
Well, I guess he told you about the bet then.
About the bet? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes, he told us all about it.
Okay, because, you know, if she's listening right now, that kind of blows the whole thing, so...
Well, no, actually, he said the bet was off and not to worry about it. But now, what was the bet? He said you would tell us, and it was, like, really funny.
I mean, I don't know how funny it is, but basically, I met her family on Thanksgiving, and, you know, everyone was super nice. And after dinner, at one point, her father took me outside and basically told me he didn't approve of me dating his daughter because I guess I'm a little bit older than she is.
Right. He said you were like 35 or something and she's like 22.
Exactly. Yeah. And he didn't necessarily like that. He kind of thought I was just playing around with her and said his daughter isn't a plaything. And so I told him I agreed and I was going to ask her to marry me. And he said that he wouldn't approve of the marriage. You know, so I asked him what I had to do to get him to approve, and he said, wait 5 years and ask again.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, I don't think Kara's going to wait 5 years. We're in love. And he goes, trust me, if you broke up with her tomorrow, she'd have a new boyfriend in 3 months, is what he said to me. So I was like, okay, how about this? Since you don't approve of me dating her anyways, I'll break up with her like you want. And if she doesn't have a new guy in 3 months, can I ask her to marry me then? And he looks right at me and he goes, 6 months.
What? So, okay, hold on a second. So you, all right, so you have to break up with her, wait 6 months to see if she's moved on, and then if she hasn't, then you what?
Then I get to try and win her back and eventually ask her to marry me.
Oh my God.
What the hell kind of family is this? I feel like it's some sort of weird religious cult or something.
This whole story sounds like Kevin Hart's next movie. So this is real. This whole, the bet, you're not making this up.
Yeah.
Because when we tell people about this, they're going to be like, no, he made that whole story up.
No, I'm telling you guys, it's real. But then he called it off then, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what he told us. So hang on 1 second for me, can you? Because I got to put you on hold.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, hang on. So, Kara, is this something your father would do?
Yeah, this is exactly the type of thing he would do.
Wow.
What the hell? Your family is a soap opera.
How are you going to handle this?
I mean, well, now that I know what the truth is, I guess I'm just going to, you know, wait it out and keep it a secret.
Until the 6 months is over.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's kind of romantic.
Romantic? Am I the only one here that thinks that this is totally messed up? Like, that is completely what this is. I mean, you people are a reality show waiting to happen, and I feel like I'm watching a special about arranged marriages or some weird religious crap.
The funny part is now you know about the bet, so now every time you see your dad, you can be like, oh, I sure do miss Dan. He was my one and only true love.
So weird.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to milk this as much as I can and make him feel so bad about it.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, the way I look at it, the worse you make him feel, the more he's going to spend on your wedding, right?
Absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.